Okie dokie, roll up.
Hey, welcome to Starting Block here for another Thursday. You got myself Green on. I'm joined by a man who, for some reason, is wearing a neck brace, walking around in a wheelchair and claiming whiplash. My co-captain, Damo. How are we, sir?
Very good, Greeno. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys and girls out there on board the listenership. And as always, Greeno, the blockheads in their millions tuning in right around the world. Yep, slow recovery.
Yep.
Slow recovery. We went from initial injury to traction, back to initial injury, back to traction, and now we're on the starting block together once again.
So. We are. Yeah, you've been in the wars the last couple of weeks. You've suffered what falls into a medium to high risk back injury category with a herniated disc?
Yes. We put it down as low.
You put it as low risk.
Yes, because I still have the use of my legs. I didn't lose any limbs, Greeno. So, you know, I'm still getting around.
Yeah.
Still getting around slowly.
Gingerly. Yeah.
It's like I'm tiptoeing through a minefield when I was walking around, but that phase is now past.
Yep, okay.
So we're on the road to recovery.
So you move from the tiptoes, you're now on maybe the gentle slide.
Yes, yes. I'm still getting outpaced by pensioners and little old ladies walking down the road, believe it or not.
In your defense,
yes.
They do have those mobility scooters.
That's true.
So, you know, they've got the edge in that particular regard.
Yeah, they're turbocharged.
Yeah, they are turbocharged.
Turbo grannies.
And it's a disgrace.
It is.
Back in my day, the old people, they didn't have this stuff.
They didn't get around on mobility scooters. And I don't remember anyone complaining.
No, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, they just sucked it up.
Because nobody listens to old people anyway.
No one listens. They just phase out. Unless they're listening to talkback radio.
Yes, there's a lot of old people on talkback radio.
You're forced to.
Yes.
I'd like to talk about the young people of today.
What about the weather today?
The weather. Unbelievable.
I found it easy today. I tried to work out, you know, what's... I'm back from Melbourne from last week. So we weren't on the show last week.
Yes, welcome home. Welcome back. It was from the southern capital.
A whirlwind. I got plenty of Greeno story time.
Good, because we need a lot of filler today.
A lot of fluff. Which means we
I
need
like
to
stories about piñatas.
Plenty of stories to tell.
Beautiful.
Now, first and foremost, I'm going to precursor my trip to Melbourne.
Okay.
By explaining that... Early start to get to Melbourne in time for what I needed to be there for work-related activities.
Okay. Can I just add the work-related activities? For some reason, your company, which is a highly respected financial services organisation, if I'm not mistaken, Greeno.
Not the last couple of weeks, it isn't.
Not the last couple of weeks, but it was before that of highly respected financial services. They're actually sending you to train other people.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Would this explain the share price currently going...
No, because I'm not in the financial advice sector, which has caused that. I'm in the claims sector.
Claims.
Which loses money hand over fist.
Oh, right.
Which is...
So you're even higher up the totem pole.
Which is better, because basically what that means is we're paying more money to customers, but stuffing up the shareholders.
Gotcha.
So we're already plummeting those shares well in advance...
You're already doing your bit.
...of these financial services issues.
You're already chipping in.
Exactly. Yeah. The Royal Commissions are completely, like, we're way ahead. If we're going to drop share prices, we're ahead of the curve.
So what's this? What's this? Because for people who aren't from Australia, the big four banks are currently getting roasted by Parliament.
Correct.
The Banking Royal Commission. So you've got like a conga line of witnesses coming in tears, saying it's not fair. They lent me money when I couldn't pay it back.
Yeah.
How dare they? They're so dishonest. All that sort of thing, like money going missing, bribes getting, you know.
A lot of it is about the financial advice aspect.
Okay, so they're lying to the customers.
So basically there was no, up until about 2 years ago, there were no rules about financial advice.
No rules, it's like the Wild West.
You pretty much, you didn't have to have a qualification.
Oh, really?
There was no, you know, guidelines or anything like that. There was no rules they had to abide by. They could
I'm sorry, I missed out on this gravy train.
Whatever they wanted, effectively. They could offer any advice they wanted without
Magic
any justification.
Beans.
Pretty much.
Okay.
And then a couple of years ago, they realized, well, hang on a sec, a lot of these customers are getting stitched up.
Yep.
Because they're getting bad advice and
bad
paying
advice
for stuff they don't need. And basically, advisors will advise when you're dead.
That's true.
Well, I'll look into it.
Okay.
I'll get back to you on it.
You never know.
But the general wind seems to be blowing is dead people not really needing much financial advice. And that's where this kind of stuff's kind of stem about. The other one is people getting charged for financial advice when they didn't actually have a financial advisor.
Ah, I see.
So... paying for advice, not actually receiving
it. Not getting any advice at all.
So that's led to that thing. How did we get onto financial advice?
I don't know, but it's incredibly boring.
It's massively boring.
It's incredibly boring.
You said to me before the show, going, it's middle of the day in America. Yeah. We need a lot of stories. Like, don't talk about too much sport.
No.
Keep it live. Keep it fun.
I was expecting just the usual Greeno shtick, just a couple of gags about your job and, you know, the financial sector
still
in general.
The rundown.
But then you give us, like, the full government run out.
You asked about it.
But I didn't care that much. That was That was a setup line.
I went on a tangent.
You've been in this business long enough to know a setup line.
Yeah, I know. But I'm still not very good at it.
Keep work at work, you know, for as long as you can, by the sounds of it, because you might not be there in a couple of weeks anyway.
The way it's going, yeah, I'm in a bit of trouble. So back to my original point. Meant to go down to Melbourne for 3:30 a.m. start.
Ouch.
To get down to Melbourne in time. So early wake up for me.
Okay.
Now, the weekend of that particular 3:30 a.m. start, bushfires in my area.
Yes.
Had to evacuate.
Yes.
Had no sleep. Already sleep deprived before 3:30 a.m. wake up day before.
Right.
So, bit of a concern. So anyway,
just a bit.
Get to the airport nice and early, all sorted.
Mm.
Got my podcast in, catching up on things I want to listen to. Got the paper, reading up on the news.
Yep.
Checked in the.
Are you a crossword man when you go on the plane? Do you do the crossword?
Not a crossword man. I'm more just a
find a word.
I'm more of a bit of a close my eyes and just listen to casts.
Really,
that's the way I roll.
Okay,
because I just want to focus on the.
And also, you don't want to encourage conversation with those next to you, because when you're doing a crossword,
nine across.
Dildo. Sure. But yeah. Would that be in the Sydney paper crossword?
The paper I read, yeah.
Okay. the type of paper you only find in the bathroom of the train station or the airport.
Correct.
Yeah. There it is. We were a bit worried before the show.
Not enough smart.
And there wasn't enough smart in the rundown, so keeping with tradition.
All good. So anyway, get to my nice little gate I've already, because I checked in the day before, because this is the beauty of technology.
Yes.
You don't have to wait till you get to the airport anymore.
That's right.
You do it online, you print off your ticket the night before.
You're away.
You select your nice seat.
Yes.
24 hours in advance, because if you get there late, you're stuck in between two fatos.
Yeah, you don't want that.
And you don't want that.
No, you don't want that.
And you're in the middle, it's no good.
I like your emergency exit seat.
No.
Because then you've got the leg room there.
See, I understand the leg room. You're a tall man. I'm a midget.
Okay.
So I don't need the leg room. Secondly, I always have two bags that I don't want to check in. So I need the seat in front of me to be able to put my second bag.
Of course.
Hence the reason I can't do emergency exit. So anyway, get to my gate. Look up. After about an hour of listening to podcast, I got to the airport nice and early.
Nice and early?
Check it. Like,
How early before your flight did you arrive?
I got there at 5 a.m. My flight was 7.
See, I think that's borderline lunatic. Like, to get there you're up at 3:30 in the morning to get to the airport by 5 for a flight that doesn't leave for a further 2 hours.
Correct. Reason being, though,
That is utter lunatic behaviour.
It's not lunatic behaviour, it's Sydney traffic behaviour.
Yes.
Because
there's not that much traffic at 4 in the morning.
No, at 4 in the morning there's not.
Yeah.
That's why I have to get a lift at 4 in the morning. if I left at 5, I would have missed my flight.
Really?
The town car driver told me, he goes, if you leave after here, you've got to leave at 4 to get there in order for your 7 o'clock flight.
Really?
So I got there, then about an hour of listening to podcasts, reading paper, I look up and I'm like, hang on a sec, this says Gold Coast.
Gold Coast?
I'm meant to be going to Melbourne.
That's the opposite direction.
What the hell? Hang on, I better go check the big board, maybe they've moved the gate.
Yep.
Go to the big board.
Yep.
Says flight Melbourne, VA 808.
Yes.
Cancelled. I'm like, whoa, what's happening here?
Yeah.
So I go to the chick at the counter, and I'm like, hey.
There are people in the financial services world who are waiting for me to train them.
I've got to train these people.
I've got to get down to Melbourne.
How are we meant to charge dead people if I don't tell them to do it? Hey, see, I just salvaged that,
there you go.
That bullshit boring story from the beginning to make it gay.
Well done.
So
that's why you're a pro.
Exactly. I bring it back full circle, baby. You spin me right round, baby, right. Move on. Go to the lady. I'm like, hey. Says your flight's cancelled. What's it go? And she's like, oh, yeah, that flight's been cancelled, sir. I'm like, okay, well, that's great.
Just like that.
How am I meant to get down to Melbourne? She's like, well, no, it's all good. You would have got an email.
Yes.
You've been put on a new flight. I said, well, I didn't get an email. I didn't get a text.
When am I supposed to get an email?
I didn't get a carrier pigeon.
I hate this email culture that we're in now, because now people send out, like, robo-auto emails and they think, My responsibility as a service provider is now complete.
Mm.
Like, I've sent out an email to somebody's inbox. I haven't checked up. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's like, once the email is out, bang. My job's done.
Thing is, I didn't book the flight. It was all booked through my company. So my company may have got an email.
And their hands are a little full right now. Like, they're a little busy trying not to be thrown in jail.
And I'm pretty sure no one's checking emails at 4:30 in the morning to be able to tell me about my new flight ticket.
Shouldn't you have someone on deck, Greta?
Yeah, just in case.
At 4 in the morning, just in case, in the office.
Exactly.
That would be a fantastic job.
That'd be a good job. Yeah. So anyway, I'm like, okay, excellent. At what time am I flying to Melbourne then if there's no flights? Like, well, unfortunately, sir, there's no more direct flights to Melbourne that have spaces.
Really?
So you're flying to Adelaide.
Adelaide.
And then from Adelaide, you're flying to Melbourne. I'm like, well, in itself, that's a bit of a dick around, but what can I do? I'm on the flights.
There's not much you can do.
I'm like, so my flight's meant to leave at 7 to Melbourne. Am I on the 7 o'clock flight to Adelaide? Oh, no. 9 o'clock flight.
9 o'clock
from Sydney.
Flight.
So I had to wait at the airport for 4 hours.
Wow.
Before my flight. Got on that flight.
Yep.
A bit of a delay here, folks. Could be another 40 minutes before we go. Which in itself I can once again deal with. So we're already at 4 hours, 40 minutes of waiting around at that point.
Yes.
Then I realise, hang on a sec, I've got like a 45-minute window from the time I land in Adelaide to jump on a plane to Melbourne.
Yes.
If this plane's delayed by 40 minutes...
You're going to miss the second flight.
I'm going to miss my second flight, which I shouldn't even really be on because I should have been in Melbourne 5 hours ago.
That's right.
Anyway, get on there, sprint to my gate. Look, there's no plane there.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. What's wrong? Folks, a bit of a delay with the next flight.
Wow.
The plane hasn't landed yet, so you won't be leaving for yet another hour. Eventually, that plane lands. I get to Melbourne.
Yeah.
I was meant to arrive at 8 in the morning.
8 in the morning? What time did you get there?
I was meant to deliver training at 2 p.m.
Yep.
I landed in Melbourne at 3 p.m.
Excellent.
12 hours after I woke up to get to Melbourne, I landed in Melbourne.
Now, having heard this story before, can I just add to it?
Mm.
You would expect at that time a highly regulated, obviously highly professional outfit such as your... company, Greeno, you would expect they would have some kind of plan B in place. Okay, yep. The trainer's not here from Sydney at 2 o'clock mm-hmm. like he should be.
Yeah.
Johnson or, you know, Mitchelson, whoever it is, get the training materials together, get in there, get the people warmed up so when the guy does arrive, he can just move right in and carry on.
Correct.
So just do your best with it. I know it's not, you know, your job, but just do your best. Mm-hmm. So did that happen?
No. So basically what happened... is I've been in touch with my guy down in Melbourne. I'm like, look, here's the situation.
Here's the
situation. What I need you to do, I've already sent down the training documents. They're with this guy, Pete.
Yep.
Go see Pete.
Go see Pete. Pete's a great guy.
Grab the docs off Pete.
Yep.
You start it, and then I'll jump in once I arrive. All good.
Done.
So I arrive at the office, and my mate, who was going to help me out,
he
was at his desk.
Was gonna. And that's like, his name, was gonna.
I was like, mate, what's the go here? Like, aren't you meant to be delivering my training right now? And he goes, well, here's the thing. I went to Pete. Pete said he never received the documents.
Received the documents.
And I'm like, well, did Pete think to get in contact with me, you know, before the day of training,
yes.
considering I sent them 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
To say, hey.
Highly professional company, financial services company.
Didn't get your 500 pages worth of documents.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago that you sent. Can you double check on it?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, this is interesting because now after all this dig around, I'm now going to have to spend the next 5 hours reprinting a whole bunch of training booklets, exactly what I want. So I'm like,
it was doomed to fail.
So I said, Pete says he's never got it.
Yep.
I'm like, does anyone bother to, you know, here's a crazy notion.
Yeah.
I've posted these things.
Yeah.
Has anybody bothered to check the mailroom? And they're like, oh, I don't know. So I go over to the mailroom. I'm like, where's the mailroom? So I went to the mailroom. I'm like, hey.
And I just want to reiterate, Greeno, yes, these are the people who are in control of a large chunk of the money flowing in and out of Australia to and from customers, signing legal documents. Very big, regulated, professional outfit.
Correct.
Nobody checks the mailroom.
So I went to the mailroom. I'm like, look, hey, quick question. Have you got a box that looks like this? And I bought a box, exactly the one I think. I'm like,
a box. There is a box.
A box. I was in a bad mood by this stage.
Somebody in the mailroom has a... Can you find a thing that looks like this?
That's pretty much what I did.
It kind of looks like a box.
So I said, it's a box like this. And on top, it's Attention Pete.
Attention Pete.
Attention Pete.
Like it's screaming for your attention.
And it would have been received 2 weeks ago. And
2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, we've seen that. Here it is. At that point, Damo, I grabbed the training materials.
Yeah.
I rescheduled everyone.
Burned them. I would have burned them.
And I said to the guy, I'm like, mate, I know it's a little bit early.
Yep.
I'm going to finish for a little bit more.
Yep.
However, I'm going to go check into my hotel, and then I'm going drinking.
Yep.
He goes, oh, okay. And then he saw me leaving. He goes, oh, you were serious? I'm like, I'm serious, man.
I'm serious. I'm getting the hell out of here.
I'm going drinking.
Nice.
That's my day.
Beautiful.
That was my Melbourne story.
Fantastic.
Now, wait, quickly, we've got to... Yep.
I like stories about piñatas.
Now, lovely. That in itself, semi-amusing story.
I like stories about piñatas.
Here's the most amusing story about that entire flight, and I only remembered it yesterday.
Give it to me.
So, by flight number two of the day...
Did you only remember it yesterday because you were suppressing these memories from the disastrous trip that was? Or?
No, it was just there was too many things happening. So, when I was telling the story,
too
I forgot
about the
funniest
bit. Too much on your plate
right
now with the Banking Royal Commission.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, I was like, look... Hop on this plane. I saw this dude as I was like waiting around for the Adelaide flight.
Yes.
And he's dressed up in what can be effectively known as goth gear.
Goth gear.
Goth gear.
So we're talking, so we're talking long blacks, long, we're talking black fingernails, shirt, makeup, got, black lipstick.
Yeah, we've got black lipstick. I can't tell because he was wearing a black face mask.
Are you sure he was a part of ISIS?
Well, that's what concerned me a little bit. He's wearing an Undertaker-type black hat.
Yep.
He's wearing big F-off boots.
F-off boots? Hang on, what are F-off boots? I know F-me boots.
Yeah, but...
That go on a female.
Like, our mate Timmy wears the big boots.
Ah, like, yes.
If you get kicked with them,
yes,
you're going to F-off pretty
you
quickly.
You can crush a human stomping skull just by walking on it.
Correct. Yep, bit of spikes. The black jeans have got tears throughout them. Yeah, like I said, wearing a face mask.
Timmy on Periscope says, a school shooter outfit.
Very much
there
so.
There you go.
A school shooter outfit. But to top it off here, Kimmy,
yep,
is... The coup de grace demo.
The coup de grace, the pizza resistance.
If you imagine this guy, big black face mask, big black hat.
Yeah.
Eyeliner,
at an airport, mind
eyeliner,
you.
Big black trench coat, black shirt, torn black jeans, big F-off boots.
Mm.
His carry-on bag was the most realistic leopard head I've ever seen in my life with a zipper on top of it, obviously, because it's a bag.
Yeah.
A big scary with, like, teeth hanging out. And I'm like, wow, this is interesting. Now, me in itself, I'm a guy with a skinhead and
a beard.
A big hobo beard, right?
Hobo beard.
So when I'm walking down the street, people give me weird looks going, this guy, you know.
He's a bit of a dodgy guy.
He might have a bit of a
It's so funny because up until, like, what, 6 months ago, everyone would have said, what a respectable, nice young man. But you've gone full transformation now. Mm. You've gone like bikey mascot, basically.
Exactly.
In the financial services, maybe that will save your job because when they're culling...
They're like, don't mess with this guy. Correct.
He knows someone who has a leopard head bag as
So I've seen the looks that people give going, I'm like, I'm not going to judge a book by this guy's cover.
No.
However, the leopard head bag.
That kind of tips you over the edge.
I'm not too sure. So anyway, I get on my flight. I get my selected seat. I look to my left and who's sitting right next to me?
The leopard head.
Leopard head is right next to me. Now he's sitting on the aisle seat, right?
Yeah.
And then there's
because he needs good access so he can jump up and grab the hostess and make his way into the cab.
100%.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's sitting there at the end and then he's got two empty seats next to him.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, no worries. And then I see three kids come up, right?
Mm.
And they're traveling without their parents. You've got a girl that's about 11, a girl that's about 8, and a boy that's about 7.
Okay.
And they're walking up, and they're like, okay, what are your seat tickets, kids? And they're like, oh, okay.
They're sitting next to the leopard head.
These two girls are actually sitting next to each other, and the boy was sitting in a different aisle.
Right.
So the boy gets in his seat a couple of rows up.
Yep.
The two girls go to sit in their aisle, and they're like, oh, what seat are you in? Like, oh, you're just this one here, because the hostess was helping them. You're this one here.
Yep.
They look, and they're like, okay, no worries. They look, and facing them is goth man with leopard head. The scared look on his 8-year-old face. She turned to her sister, freaking out, about to have a heart attack.
Excellent.
Going, oh my God, oh my God. I swear her heart was about to explode. Leopard head then realizes that the three kids are now sitting separate.
Yep.
Hops up and says, excuse me, ma'am. Does the young man want to swap seats so the three kids can sit together?
Aww.
And she's like, oh, are you sure? So he's like, yeah, no, I'm happy to move and sit up there so that way the kids can sit together.
Yep.
The politest young man you'll ever believe.
Do you know what? I've just figured it out, Greeno. I've figured it out. We can put this down as a fixer.
I like stories about piñatas.
Fantastic story. I bet you this guy is just a gentle, suit-wearing individual who would never hurt a fly.
Yeah.
He only gets dressed up like that to go to the airport so people don't sit their children next to him.
Correct.
Nice Gary.
Definite nice Gary to this young man. For scaring the shit out of these kids in the first place.
Nice.
And secondly, for showing some very nice chivalry.
Yeah.
I've never felt so accepted in all my life.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. That was a close one, Greeno.
That was a close one. When you get to the point, you're like, oh, you know how long we got? I'm like, ooh, 1 second.
Greeno normally watches the screen
the
there
clock.
And gives me the rundown. He's like, 40 seconds to go,
I'm throwing
20
off.
Seconds to go.
Normally we record this show in the afternoon on a Wednesday. Today, obviously, it's Anzac Day, and we thought, oh, we'll get together early.
Yep, lest we forget.
Yeah, let's knock it up early and now get it done.
Salute to the diggers, Greeno.
We're kind of awake today.
What's the time? The local time here is about 20 past 10 in the morning, so I would put it roughly an estimate.
14 schooners deep for most
14
people.
14 schooners deep. Ah. I would suggest maybe 75% of the Australian population is now officially pissed.
Pissed as chooks.
Pissed as chooks.
And that's the way to celebrate the Diggers Demo.
That's right.
Pissed
get out there, get
and
drunk,
bet.
And bet. Yes, two up.
Two up.
Love it.
That's how we honour our dinners. Yeah. Okay, we got.
Well, that's what they would want, Greener.
I'm going to make this segment choose your own adventure demo.
Oh, okay.
We can go AFL talking points.
Yep.
Or we can go more Greeno story time.
More Greeno story time. Let's do it.
Yeah, wait, here we go.
I like stories about pinatas.
We've not done this. Just a little quick reminder to new listeners, Greeno. We are officially the network's only sports program.
Correct.
We are the only sports program on the entire network of 89.3 FM.
We're 25 minutes and 27 seconds deep into the show, yet to mention sport.
That's right, because we recently got punted back to the 10 p.m. adults-only smut extravaganza time slot.
Exactly.
So now we're really going to take advantage of that. And understand that there is literally nobody on the face of the earth that tunes in to live radio at 10 p.m. for sports updates.
And not for local. Not just any radio.
Yeah, local radio.
Local radio for actual sport. If anyone's going, look, I want to get the most up-to-date, you know, detailed analysis on sport.
Yes.
I'm doubting they're going to tune into us. Yeah. At 10 p.m.
If they were smart, they would.
They would.
Because they would get like a little cherry on top. They'd get a little surprise. It's like getting a file baked into your cake when you're in prison, Greener.
Correct.
You're in the prison of trying to get sports news at 10 o'clock at night from local radio.
Correct.
But then you get us.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful thing.
A little bit of a curveball.
Yeah, but we do, like, just a tip of the hat to the station, Greener. We do provide a community service.
We do.
Yeah.
There's nothing on the station that sounds like us.
No, that's right.
We guarantee that.
Absolutely.
A sports show like no other, as I put in
exactly,
our application.
Exactly, yeah.
I mentioned the bushfires, Damo.
Yes. Your house nearly burnt down.
It did almost burn down. I had embers on my roof. I had embers on my front lawn. And what do I do in that scenario? I'm like, I'm out of it. Went to the sister's place and I'm like, if the house is alight, I'll deal with that in the morning.
Got a beer?
Yeah, exactly. That was the first thing I asked for when I arrived. I'm like, I need a beer at this
point. Not much else you can do if your house is burning down, is it?
Correct. Yeah. So I had that on the weekend.
Yes.
My arrival in Melbourne.
Yes.
That happened the day after.
Mm.
The first day I was there, fire evacuation in our building. No joke.
The fire's chasing me down to interstate.
That was the Tuesday. The Wednesday, I woke up, went out on my balcony at the hotel, look outside, fire engine blaring.
Really?
Fire evacuation in the hotel next to us.
What is going on?
Greeno's on fire, Damo.
Yeah.
Here's the thought.
Ooh, I'm on fire.
Every time I go to Parramatta, I've been to Parramatta this week for work. Last week was Melbourne. This week I was training
Parramatta, as you've otherwise referred to it in the past, Junkie Central.
Yeah, Junkie.
Junkie Central. The good folks of Parramatta.
The good folks of Parramatta. Now, first thought.
Yeah.
Here's my first thought.
Give it to me.
How can a homeless person become obese?
That's a very good question.
If you've got enough cachitos
to be
clocking in about 150 kegs.
About 250 pounds.
Yeah. How are you keeping that weight on whilst being homeless? You're getting way too much spare change.
Yeah.
If you're still, whilst being homeless, whilst not receiving any form of income, have sufficient funds to be able to stuff the fatty foods into your gullet. That something's not right there.
Can I play maybe devil's advocate, Greeno?
We
hear a lot these days about we're wasting too much food. Are the homeless people onto something? Like, are they diving into those bins, getting like the sticky date puddings, the roast chickens, Greeno,
maybe,
the deep fried goods? Are we throwing away too much? See, that's what, if we can't convince people not to waste food because of economic reasons, then we can convince them to not waste food to keep the homeless people healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
Or
yeah.
Just throw away vegetables.
Yeah, that's
just,
it.
Just throw out the vegetables.
All I want is, I want the slim down shakes.
That's
I want
right.
them in the bin.
Eat the shit yourself.
Yeah.
And give the homeless people the stuff.
The good stuff.
Yeah. See, we've fixed it again.
Well done.
Yeah.
We're on fire with this fixing.
We need some kind of intro music for the fixer, don't we?
We do, yeah. We'll sort something out. We'll think about it.
We'll take suggestions. Get in touch with us on Twitter, at the starting block, one word, drop the K at the end.
Another example
of
something we probably should have discussed.
Pre-show.
Off air.
Yeah. In the pre-show.
Yeah, pre-show.
Yeah.
Just to show an actual professionalism for what we do.
Well, it's 10 o'clock at night, technically, wink, wink. So we've had all day to do pre-show.
We could have, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing. So in Parramatta, yesterday, had to duck into the pharmacy, grab a few things.
Yep.
get to the line and hear a bit of a ruckus.
A ruckus?
At the counter.
It's interesting.
And the lady's obviously had an unpleasant shopping experience.
Oh, that's no good.
And I was trying to work out what happened there. And she's talking about, you know, not enough red ones. Not enough red ones. I think there should be more red ones, blah, 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 blah,
red
blah.
Ones.
And then what I've realised is this lady has bought a packet of lollies per se. Might have been jelly beans.
Yes.
Might have been frogs. I don't know what it was.
Could have been anything.
But she was unhappy with her purchase.
Could have been a snake screener.
Could have been a snake. So she'd open up her packet and was like, where's all the red ones? Something's not right here. Something is amiss. So to illustrate her point to the lady behind the cash register to prove should be more red ones, here's a smart idea.
Mm.
I'm going to open up six other packets of said lollies and present that these ones have red ones.
But my one doesn't.
My one doesn't. So then the lady behind the counter was like, no, sorry, ma'am, you can't do that. You've just opened up a whole bunch, but you can't open up other packets.
Yeah.
And then she's like, look, I don't have time for this. I just want my $3 back.
Wow. So she's now wasted about $20 worth of lollies.
But she wants her $3 back
because
she doesn't have enough red ones. So then the poor girl behind the counter was like, no, sorry, ma'am, I'm going to have to call the manager. Because she's like, no, you don't have time to call the manager. I just want my $3 back because there's not enough red ones.
What is going on in our society?
At this point,
wrong with people, Greeno? What's happening around us?
I just loved her logic of like, I'm going to open up all these packets to prove my point so I can get my $3 back.
Wow.
As if she'd open up the other packets and they all didn't have red ones, she'd be like, okay, I'm fine, and then just walked out. That's my theory.
I like stories about piñatas.
Wow.
All right.
So that was my...
You really do mix with some utter lunatics out there.
This is just Parramatta, man.
Wow.
So then anyway, Office Space story.
Yep.
So I get into the office on day one for training and I see... I've met these people many a time.
You're really primed, you're ready, you've been mentally focusing the entire time. Like, I'm going to get this thing down. I'm going to own this.
That's it. I was looking forward to seeing some people out there. I hadn't seen in a while. They're all good peeps. And I'm like, I've been at the office for a couple of months since I delivered last month.
Get some fresh air. Spread your legs.
Exactly. So I get in there and I see one of the girls that I've met many times before. She's helped me out on a couple of different things.
Yes.
And she was in a wheelchair. So I was like, oh, maybe like she must have had some surgery on maybe an ankle, might have had a car accident. I don't know. Like,
could have been something bad.
I'll have to check out and make sure she's okay.
You're a sympathetic guy. You're a sensitive guy and you care about your coworkers.
Check in, make sure the ankle's okay, whatever it may be.
Yep. Can I get you anything?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Find out what happened. Yeah. So anyway, I go into my training.
Get the goss.
She happens to be in my first training session.
Oh,
so
lovely.
I was like, okay, no worries. She comes
make a little
in.
Spot for a special down the front, so lots of access, Greeno.
Oh, I didn't realize she was in my first session. It wasn't until said that she kind of rolled in.
You would have, though. You would have.
I would have if I'd known.
Yes.
So anyway, she kind of comes in, and I look. It's not a sprained ankle. It's not a broken leg.
What is it?
It's an amputated leg.
Whoa.
Which is a new kettle of fish, Damon. Because I'm like, oh, well, do I ask?
That's true.
Is this now in the scenario
now in the realm of social awkwardness.
Awkwardness of do I ask about what happened? Because if someone's like got a sprained ankle, oh, how'd you do that? Oh,
yeah.
Tell me the story.
Exactly. But if someone's lost a leg, it's like, how'd you do that?
I don't think that's the topic of conversation I want to bring up.
No.
Now, me being the guy I am,
yeah.
I don't want to make her feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I'm just going to make the conversation.
See, but are you making it worse by pretending that it's that elephant isn't in the room?
No. Here's my story, though. Damon.
Okay.
I like stories about piñatas.
That is the best little soundbite that we've got.
It's pretty good.
Hey, Gil.
So I get in there. I'm like, look, once again, I don't want to make it feel uncomfortable, but I feel it's not an appropriate thing to ask what happened to your leg.
In this setting.
Because it might be, obviously, an upsetting story. Someone's just lost a leg. Like, that's full on.
That's
like,
right.
I'm sad that things happened, but I want to know, but I also don't want to ask. But I, once again, don't want to make it feel uncomfortable. So I'm like,
curiosity's getting the better of you at this point.
I'm just going to have a normal conversation, which is normally small talk, right?
Gotcha.
But I'm like, well, what's small talk doing? So I focus on, like, is that a motorized wheelchair? Got a motor on the back? What's the situation with the wheelchair?
Do you have to grease up the ball bearings in wheels yourself, or do you get a guy?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have to get it serviced?
Yeah, so you have to get serviced. What's going on? Because there was little buttons on the back. So then she's like, oh, no, so there is a motor that goes on it, but that's for the person pushing it, not so much for me, blah, 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 blah.
And okay.
At this point, I'm like, I've got to stop with the small talk.
Yeah, because it's going to lead down the path that you don't want to go down.
This is not working. This is bad small talk. This is up there with let's talk about the weather. when it comes to small talk.
Let's talk about your wheelchair.
But with someone who's
without talking about the reason that you're in it.
It's gone through, obviously, a traumatic experience.
Yeah, I would say so.
This dickhead over here is going, oh, some questions about, oh, is the wheelchair got a motor? So I thought, I'm just going to leave it, right? I'm just going to roll along and do my training. That's all going to be fine.
Yeah, only you could get yourself into these twisted knots and social situations, Greeno.
Correctly. So it gets worse, Damo. So anyway... We leave the training session, and I was packing up, and obviously she was going down to grab the lift and was wheeling back. But she had like her books, her laptop, all this kind of stuff, and she was in front of me.
Did she have a little pouch for the laptop and the books, like somewhere on the wheelchair?
I'll finish the story.
Oh, okay.
So there was no pouch, there was no nothing. Right, she was holding her lap, but it looked like she was struggling. And she was up in front, and I was behind, and there was a couple of people there with her. And someone asked, like, "Oh, hey, would you like me to help you carry that?" She's like, "Oh no, it's fine. I've got to learn to be able to carry it." Blah 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 blah.
Yep.
Me, the genius that I am, thought, here's an appropriate comment to make. And I'm like, hey, what we need to get you is a stable table.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Yeah, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Now, David, we just pointed out, we're now 38 minutes and 20 seconds into
two-thirds
the show.
Two-thirds of the way through the show.
And it's just been me crapping on about things that happened over the last fortnight.
So we've done the financial sector. We've done inappropriate comments to people in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
Where do we want to go from here?
Well, where are we going to go?
I mean, the sky's the limit at this point.
We've got to bring it back a little bit.
Yeah. Ah, nice. Seems to be the hardest word. Who are we apologising to this week, Krenner?
You're going to apologise to me.
Now, before we get too far down this rabbit hole, now you've stuffed up this before, once before.
It was
about a month ago where you preempted an apology, a sorry book, Greeno.
Yeah.
You came on the show, said you owe me an apology, and it turned out you were wrong and you had to reverse the sorry book back into my direction.
Correct.
So let's see how we go.
So what we're going to do is we're going to quickly...
Yeah.
So 2 weeks ago, where we had a detailed discussion about the length of the Call Me Cow theme, right?
That's right.
So we were saying, look, your argument was, no,
it's always been the whole song.
We always played the start of the song for like 59 seconds till it gets to the chorus, and then we sing the chorus as we give the other raps, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
My argument was, no. It was always just the chorus. It didn't have the na-na-nas. It was just straight into, if you'll be my bodyguard, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
Now, I went back and listened to all our podcasts, the MotoGP segment.
Right.
Firstly, ironically, we had the exact same argument a year ago.
Did we really?
When we first started recording at home.
Gee, I wish we were on the other side of the ledger, though, but we weren't. Well, I was still maintaining.
You were still maintaining that it was that.
Good.
Then I went through all my saved sound bites.
Yes.
And found it, emailed it to you to show that it literally was just the chorus.
Okay.
Sorry, we'll come in Greeno.
Yep. Hit it again, Greeno.
Sorry, book for Greeno.
I still maintain at some point we did do the whole song, though. We must have done it like early days.
We did once because we said when Cal wins, we'll do the whole song.
That's
and he won
right.
the race.
Ah,
that was the time we did the whole song. Otherwise, podiums, we just did the short sound.
Ah, well, thanks for that little loophole, Greeno, because if I'm not mistaken, last week when we played the Call Me Cow theme, it was because he won the race. So
I owe you
you're going to have to throw back that sorry book again.
We are. Back to Darren.
Well, I love a loophole. See, I'm the guy who should be working in the financial services sector, Greeno.
You're the guy that's got us in trouble. That's the problem.
I mean,
these
I can find
are dead,
a loophole.
They're not going to complain. It's
exactly.
fine.
Exactly. I can find loopholes. I don't insult people in wheelchairs, Greeno. I should be doing your job.
I don't think I insulted. I think I came up with a fixer, to be honest.
A fixer?
I think I
put her at ease.
I did an outside the studio fixer.
Yes.
By suggesting said stable table.
Okay. No,
if you
very
think
good.
About it.
Very good.
I don't know anything about stability.
No.
I was the right man to give advice for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me wrong.
What do we got?
Well,
have we got any sports news?
Sort of. So I found this while we were off on hiatus.
Hiatus.
Now, we've talked for a number of years about Sebastian Vettel being the biggest wanker in F1.
Biggest wanker in Formula 1.
And not just by a little bit. We felt by a long way.
Oh, yeah.
He was streams above. Like, if we're talking, you know, the Hall of Fame in F1.
Of wankers. Yep.
Seb, number one with a bullet.
Oh, yeah. And for like a decade, too.
Decade, just
He's
strong.
Been maintaining.
Yeah.
And when you have the Hall of Fame for F1 wankers, I believe that picture either goes in a back alley or in the men's room, Greeno.
Yeah, true.
Yep.
One of the two spots.
Or under Bernie's desk.
That's probably more likely.
That's probably more likely. There's not a lot of room under there, though, with all the 20, 25-year-old models, though.
No, true.
So we're going to have to squeeze Seb in somehow.
We'll find a way.
Yep.
Unfortunately, though, Damo, I hate to say it, I'm going to make the executive decision.
Yep.
He's officially lost his title.
Really?
And
is it because he's less of a wanker or because someone else is a bigger wanker now?
Well, I'm going to say both. Because I hate
a little column A, a little column B.
I hate to do this. I'm going to give Sebastian Vettel
a nice Gary. That's huge.
I don't know if you saw this press.
Shouldn't we have gone tip of the hat before we get up to nice Gary?
No, because I thought this was actually pretty funny. I think it was nice Gary worthy.
Because
I don't know if you saw the press.
You might have to play me another sorry book after this.
The presser a couple of weeks ago, one of the journos was saying to Lewis Hamilton, he was trying to get him to get angry at, I think it was Max Verstappen, the guy who causes a lot of arguments. So
that's right.
A reporter asked Lewis Hamilton, going, hey, Lewis, what did you think about the overtake that Max did that caused you to have to get an extra pit stop, et cetera, et cetera?
Yep.
And before Lewis could answer, Seb kind of jumped in. He goes, look, Lewis, can I answer this for you? And he goes, all right. And he goes, look, you media guys.
Yep.
This is what your problem is. Like, you're trying to create something out of nothing. You can look at any incident that happened over this weekend. That's a racing incident. You guys are trying to create drama, trying to create
of course
a conflict
they're hacks,
between us and other races. I'm not going to allow you to do that. That's nothing more than a racing incident. It's
nice.
Well done, Gary. So that's definitely nice Gary.
Mind you, Sebastian Vettel, the kind of guy that he is, it'll only be a couple of weeks from now when somebody cuts him off and he'll be more than happy to create drama in the press.
And that's
about,
fine. Yeah. And then we'll revert his wankerism back up.
Yes.
But for the moment, I think he's dropped down a notch.
Half a notch. Okay.
However, a man who has found a way to just jump over the top.
Gone to the stratosphere.
Is none other than our favourite Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton.
Now, we've been...
The denim vest wearing Tag Heuer-sponsored Lewis Hamilton.
Exactly. To be honest, he in wankerism, he's been nipping at Seb's tail.
Oh, the whole time.
For a number of years now. With the denim vest, with the watches.
And it also doesn't help that it's predominantly a British commentary team on the Formula One Greeno, and they all hang up Lewis's tail as well.
Correct.
Just as much. And, oh, Lewis, he's just wonderful, isn't he? Yes, what a lovely race there by Lewis Hamilton. Oh, he's just so freaking talented, Greeno. Yeah.
Good racer, big wanker.
Big wanker.
And he managed to find a way just to go, look, I am the man.
I'm the man.
Put me at the top of the podium. Give me the champagne of the wanker stakes.
Yes.
Because I'm going to be spraying everywhere. when he sent out this tweet, Damo, this was his tweet. What a day. It's such. Do you want to do the impersonation? Because you can do Lewis better
what
than
a,
I can.
What a day.
What a day. It's such a dream to come true.
Such a dream to come true.
To be collaborating with Tommy Hilfiger.
To be collaborating with Tommy Hilfiger.
To channel my creativity.
To channel my creativity.
And love for fashion.
And love for fashion.
Through my upcoming capsule collection.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait for you all to see it. Star, star, star.
What?
Hashtag, what's your drive? Hashtag. No. Tommy's Garage.
Oh, no. That's disgusting.
I'm going to pin... Can we pin that tweet?
What happened to... I remember back in the day, Greeno, that motor racing guys were like... They had big mows and a big hairy chest hanging out of that leather suit, you know, and they had slappers as far as the eye could see. They were party boys. Remember that Kimi Raikkonen, Greeno?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The last of the Formula One party boys.
I think so.
Going to strip clubs, doing cocaine, more than likely, perhaps not. Legal team, don't get in touch with us. I mean, you know, it's allegedly. It's a whole culture that goes around motorsport, Greeno. And now we've got, the top racer in the world coming out going, I love fashion so much. Yeah. I'm collaborating. He's not collaborating with Tommy Hilfiger.
He's basically getting a paycheck to sit there and send out a couple of tweets to say, here's my Lewis brand.
Exactly. After a race, does he get out of his race suit, get in the car and head over to Tommy's place and then sit there and, storyboard ideas for, should we put the British flag on the front of the cologne bottle? Should this be a long sleeve? Should this be a short sleeve? What do you think, Lewis?
None of that.
With all of your experience in the fashion world.
Yeah. He's collaborating, Damo.
Yeah, he's collaborating.
Alone. It's his dream.
Pig's ass.
Which actually made me think. I went past when I was at the pharmacy yesterday in the queue with the crazy lady in the lollies.
Yes.
I noticed all the celebrity perfumes. Is it now a rule you have to be a skank to have a celebrity perfume?
Oh, yeah. Since Kardashian.
Kardashian smell. Yeah. Britney Spears smell. I'm like, I don't want to smell like either of these two.
New.
If I want to smell VD, I'll go somewhere else.
New from Tommy. Le Skank.
Le Skank.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to song? Do you just want to keep on talking?
No, let's keep on. Let's all go right. Roll through it.
You asked me a couple of weeks ago, are we ever going to talk NHL?
Yeah, okay.
And I'm like, well, I don't know anything about NHL. But then I saw this, and I'm like, well, I need to raise this.
Yep.
I don't know if you saw this clip. Mm. Patrick Warburton. Patrick Warburton. Putty off Seinfeld.
That's right.
Joe, or Family Guy.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, you viewer.
Oh, nice Gary there.
Well done for Damo. Yep. that's a great impersonation. We've got three now. We've got Kimmy Raikkonen. We've got Wayne Bennett. We had Lockie.
We got Lockie, yeah.
And now we've got Patrick Warburton.
Yep.
He showed up, so the New Jersey Devils are playing in the...
The Devils!
Are playing in the playoffs at the moment.
Yeah.
And basically, the Devils thought, here's a good idea.
Hmm.
We're going to get Patrick Warburton in.
Bit of promo.
Dress him up in the Devils paint like he did when he was Putty.
As Putty.
And put him up on the big screen to split between him and the crowd.
Go sport team.
Go sport team. And then put the clips of Seinfeld up to pump up the crowd beforehand.
Yep.
And it was like a 5-minute video package. It was the most brilliant promo I've ever seen.
Excellent.
It made me want to watch the NHL.
There you go.
Nice Gary there.
That is a good promo if it makes you want to watch hockey. It
makes me want to watch American hockey. Bogut to the NBNBL, Damo.
Yeah, getting signed by the Sydney Kings.
Sydney Kings.
I thought, you know, oh, that's great that Andrew Bogut, after, what, 4 or 5 knee reconstructions, his body's about 50% of what it used
broken
to be.
Shoulder.
He's going to come.
Yep.
He's going to give back.
Yeah.
He's going to give back to the local league. All jokes aside, though, of course, like, you know, if the money dries up in the NBA, you come back.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't have a problem with that. You should stay in the NBA as long as possible.
35 years of age, though.
Yeah, yeah. He's still got a few years. Yeah, yeah, but it's going to be hard for him to get another gig because of his injury record.
No, that's my point.
NBA.
That's the end for an NBA career, but he's still got a couple of years
left. Not a center. He could play till he's 37, 38. No
not,
problem.
Not with how he's been the
but
last
what
years.
But what I love, though, was do you remember Shane the Hammer Heel, Greeno?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was just flicking around on the Fox Sports channel when this news broke, and I'm like, oh, okay, let's see what they're saying about it. Shane the Hammer Heel believes, this is his prediction, that this is going to start an influx of all the Aussie stars like Paddy Mills and Joe Inglis coming back to the NBL because Bogut's on his way back. Look, I'm like, yeah, probably not.
Personally, I can see that happening once their careers are over. Once they can't get NBA
contracts.
Yeah, not
today. They're not sitting there in like the San Antonio dressing room going, you know what, I can't wait to get back to Sydney.
There were eight Aussies in playoffs this year.
Yeah,
which
I know.
Is unbelievable. Like, first of all, I didn't realize we had that many players
taken
in the NBA.
Over.
Secondly, Joe Inglis had a big game. He actually killed it yesterday for the Jazz. Yep. They took a 3-1 lead yesterday.
Simmons
has hit triple doubles.
Yep.
Philly are up 3-1 over whoever they're playing. They're playing the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Paddy Mills. Had a pretty good game for the Spurs the other day.
He's a regular starter now.
He is, because, what's his name's injured?
Yep.
Kawhi Leonard, I think.
That's right.
So he's in there. All the Aussies doing really well.
Yeah, it's good. I don't think they're all going to be rushing back to get to play in front of 4,000 people at the Kingdome.
No, well, it'll be 5,000 now the Bogut's back.
Do you reckon, do you reckon that'll bring you? Will that be bums on seats, Andrew
definitely,
Bogut?
Man. Well, I'm
going
to go watch a game next year just for that reason.
Let's go. We'll go.
Yeah.
We'll record interviews with people.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll ask them, do they know any other players except for Andrew Bogut?
And everyone's like, no.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We'll make it a segment. Done. Yeah.
All right. I like it.
Will the station pay for it? Can we get a media pass?
The fact we haven't paid our membership yet probably means we should get on that.
Yeah, you shouldn't probably mention that on air. That's something we should have discussed pre-show.
Off air.
Yeah.
Just remember, we've got to pay that salvo.
I'm a scat man.
Took us 50 minutes to talk any sport.
There you go.
That's a new record. We've done well. The reason I only put it in there is because this is your team, Damo. The Houston Rockets.
Rockets, baby.
Set an NBA playoff franchise record. They scored 50 points in one quarter.
Incredible.
In the third yesterday. Harden.
He's a legend, Harden.
Set a franchise record for most points scored in a playoff quarter. He scored 22 points in one quarter.
See, that was amazing to me because I think of like your Hakeem Olajuwons, your Clyde Drexlers, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day. 22 points is the record, James Harden.
Exactly.
And what I love about him is he's like a shooting guard. He's a small forward. He can play power forward.
Yeah.
He's just Mr. Versatility.
He's unbelievable.
Yep.
And quality beard work.
It's a fantastic beard. Yeah. It's definitely a hobo beard.
He's doing well. Quick playoff wrap. So Rockets are up 3-1 over the Timberwolves. Golden State are up 3-1 over the Spurs. And sad news, Greg Popovich's wife passed away.
Oh, right.
After the series. So Spurs playing with a bit heavy heart there.
Yep.
The Pelicans have already won their series 4-0 over the Trailblazers. The Jazz are up 3-1 over Oklahoma City. So Joe Inglis' team killing it.
Yep.
Toronto and Washington, Boston and the Bucks, Cavs and Pacers all tied at 2 apiece.
Mm-hmm.
And the 76ers 3-1 over
Who's your prediction for the Big Cheese this year, Greeno? I want to say Rockets, but the Rockets have a habit of coming up against San Antonio at the end and losing. So
no, well, San Antonio aren't going to make it through. If they lose, they'll lose to the Warriors. So I actually think the Rockets will play the 76ers.
Really?
In the championship? In the championship. Because no one in the East looks any good aside from the 76ers. Cavs look crap. Boston have got their three best players out.
Yep.
Toronto, they finished top of the ladder, but yep. they look a bit average.
Yeah.
MLB stats, Damo. I just flooded the rundown with your teams.
Should we the Mitchell Stark party whistle,
yeah,
Greener?
We probably should. Hit the Mitchell Stark party whistle.
Your local station, 89.3
2GLN. This is going to be a very long podcast.
This has been a fantastic show.
It's basically me talking for an hour.
That's the way we like it, Greener.
Both our teams.
You got to give the fans what they want.
I've got to do stat man.
You got to give them stories about piñatas.
And stats.
And inappropriate comments to women in wheelchairs.
Exactly.
Yeah. And obese homeless people.
Obese homeless people.
We've covered all our bases.
We're going to have to get a fixer on that.
Yeah.
We'll think about that next week.
Done.
So, Brandon Belt set the longest major league at bat in history. He faced 21 pitches in one at bat.
Wow.
Only goes back to 1988, their recorded pitches. So, could have been longer. So, it's kind of a hollow stat. For your A's, Damo, Sean Manoa threw a no-hitter the other day against the Red Sox, who were the best hitting team in the league.
Excellent.
He pitched well. But
they're still a crap team, though, aren't they, though?
Yeah, they're back to 500.
Are they, really?
Yeah, they've done well. They've got a bit of a hot streak.
Well done.
Good bats. They struggle with pitching, though, except for this week.
Okay.
But my highlight of the week was none other than Justin Verlander. He's in the dugout.
Mr. Kate Upton, I believe
correct,
his name is.
Correct. Isn't he doing well?
Oh, yeah.
He's rich.
He's batting above his average, Greener.
He is. But when he's got that much cash.
Cash-ish.
He's very attractive. That's a Kevin Millar quote. I stole that one.
Okay.
Yeah. He refers to it as looking attractive.
Looking
rubbing
attractive.
His fingers like cash.
Nice.
Fans were yelling out. One particular fan was yelling out, Verlander, you suck, the entire game.
Darryl.
Pretty much. And Verlander's a pretty funny guy. So he said, well, what am I going to do in response to this? Do I sit here or have a bit of fun with it?
Yep.
So he got some paper. He got some arts and crafts out. He got
arts and crafts.
He got the crayons.
Bit of glitter, Greeno.
Bit of glitter, bit of glue on sparkles, Damo.
Nice, lovely.
And then went out of the dugout and held up a little sign going, no,
yes,
you suck. Like, well done. Imagine if that happened in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this was fantastic. This is comedy gold. I enjoyed it.
Yep.
If that happened in Australia, it'd be outrage.
Outrage.
Absolute outrage.
Yeah.
Minutes ago, speaking of outrage, should we talk? Do we want TV ratings?
Yeah, let's quickly go through the ratings.
All right,
Greener.
So we had 2 weeks worth of Thursday night footy.
And our fans love their Thursday night footy.
They do. 20th in week one.
Yep.
And 16th in week two.
Wow. Any movers and shakers in the other programs
the
we've
other
got
programs,
there at the end?
Not really. Oh, Kiri?
Kiri? Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. It's on ABC. 411,000. That was
nice.
70,000 people more chose to watch
the Thursday
Kiri
night footy.
Than Thursday night footy in
fantastic
week two.
Stuff.
And what else we got? Anything funny here? Our fold favorite, the final episode of Gogglebox was top 10.
Gogglebox.
200,000 tuned to that. Kiri as well add an extra 100,000 on top.
Oh, that's
of them.
Going up. That's going up.
Week one. That's gangbusters. Yeah. That Kiri.
Fantastic stuff.
And Manly strip clubs.
Manly strip clubs.
They went to Gladstone and apparently a bit of a bust up, all that kind of stuff, in a strip club.
Yep.
Now my question is, how much quality are the strippers in Gladstone?
Yeah. I would say if they were quality, they wouldn't be there. They'd be in the Sydney, right?
Probably. That'd be my assumption. It depends which one. If they're at Porky's, maybe not so much.
With the non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, with the non-alcoholic beer. Otherwise, you might be in trouble.
Be at Gladstone. Shout out to the folks at Gladstone.
That's our sports show, Damo.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else?